Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaele Shadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about how to deal with conflicts. Conflicts are part of life, and according to the integral worldview, how should we deal with conflicts in a smart way, on our way to a better life? Be with us, Yael. Yael, please.
Yeah.
We're on a course, and there is a group of students that have many different conflicts in life, in family life, at work, with neighbors, and I'd like to introduce several representing conflicts so that today we'll be able to better understand what is the right way to solve a conflict and how do we get there from the point where we enter the conflict and until we reach the desirable solution. So who's with us? The people in this group, what conflicts do they have? So first of all, we have a business family conflict. There's a dad who has a business. He built it for many years, and the time has come. He decided to retire. He has three sons, and they're supposed to manage the business. Each has very good ideas, but from a completely different approach. One is more conservative. Another one, more innovative. Someone wants to expand. Each of them has very good intentions, but there's already a conflict, non-simple conflict going on there, lots of tension. Each has his own expert that says that that's the right way to go and that we have to find a way that will suit everyone. The next conflict is a couple that got married not long ago. The man, his approach is to save and to be prepared so that we'll have money for harder times. The wife, no, she wants to live life. She doesn't want to look at money all the time. In short, every spending creates an entire mess at home, disputes, and so on. A third family, they went on a trip. Two parents, three children. The children are already grown-ups. They're teenagers. They came to the hotel, and each of them wanted to do something else. One of them wanted to do water sports, someone else to walk in nature, someone else to do ice skating or something else. In short, they argued so much that they didn't go anywhere, and they stayed in the hotel. But they already have a bad feeling. It wasn't a good day. And this characterizes what happens in the family in many other cases, too. And we have a building where the neighbors were offered to put a fence around the park in front of their house. Some of them want to, some of them don't want to. The relationships between the neighbors due to this offer are becoming more tense. And we've described several conflicts in different realms, but on this course today, we'd less like to deal with one or another kind of conflict, but to learn about the right way of how to manage conflicts correctly. And I'd like to open with the question of, is it possible to do without conflicts? Is it possible in life? Of course not. It's clear to us that we can't live this way in a way where no one will feel the other person or take them into consideration. Taking them into consideration means hearing what the other person has to say and to agree or not agree. But there's nothing worse than not listening to each other. That even though that we are in a give-and-take relationship or some kind of relationship, but we pay no attention to each other. And surely that's not okay. And there always have to be conflicts. It's impossible not to have conflicts, and we have to feel that we're in conflict with each other. Why? Because each of us lives inside himself. A person lives inside himself. There's nothing you can do about that. And therefore, everyone was born with their own way in which they perceive things and with their own nervous systems, with their different tastes and smells and the way that people see life and got a different kind of education and habits. In short, each of us is completely different than the others. The only question is, our big desire that includes all of these discernments, is it taught correctly how to reveal and bridge the gaps between us? But that we're all different, that's for sure. Are these gaps really starting to shake me up and push each of us out of balance? Or not? I understand that there's room for everyone. And I accept that as a given, even though that it enters my realm and affects me and so on. And here it's a problem, the measure to which each of us can allow the other person to enter their own realm. What's the difference between people that are able and are unable to solve conflicts? This has to do with many natural discernments that they got from nature. The level to which they can grasp the other person, respond. Here maybe I don't feel that the other person's related to me, and I simply throw them out of my circle, and then I don't care what that person thinks. Like, we're not that considerate of Australia or South America, for example. Same way, you have those that are closer or more distant that act according to that example of who's close, who's further away from me, and so on. Yeah, it's not always easy to agree with our relatives. True, of course. And besides, we also have to understand that even though that I got education and certain upbringing and examples throughout life, but in modern times, it seems that each of us at home, at school, in the university, at our workplace, wherever we go, we have to go through some kind of course that teaches us how to, let's call it, enter society. We're taught, or at least reminded, of the rules that a person has to keep in order to correctly exist in society. Otherwise, they won't be able to stand him, and they won't be able to stand him. And as a result, it could just be that he leaves his place of work, or he's fired. And sometimes there are things that, you know, you're being sued for, and so on. On this course, we're talking about what do we want to teach a person so he can solve conflicts, and what is a correct solution, the correct way to solve conflicts? So this isn't an ordinary course, but it's one that's meant for those that are supposed to solve conflicts of other people. No. It's intended for every person, this course? Yes. And the people that came here, they want to study the integral method in order to realize this on themselves. Yes. So what is the right way to solve a conflict? What should we aspire for? Aspire for everyone to be happy about it. So a good solution is that everyone's content with it. For sure. The question is it possible to reach that? In what way? And what does it mean for everyone to be content? Content with what?
Pitaron?
With what kind of solution? Or compensation? And so on. So part of the solution could also be that one of the sides is compensated, but the final point is that everyone's content. Of course, compensation is one of the sides or ways of how to arrange the conflict, how to manage it. Like you said, that there are a few teenagers, children in a family, or like with those children that are supposed to get something and what are the stages? How do we get there? This is the question. Can you teach us a way to work? Once there's a conflict, what are the stages? What do we have to do in order to reach a happy end? What are the integral principles? Well, of course, I'm not a lawyer or a judge, and I'm not going to solve it the way the legal system would solve it. But a few tips from the integral system, from what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us. The wisdom of Kabbalah, first and foremost, demands of us to reach a connection between us. We're not standing in front of a judge that, to begin with, is dividing. Suppose there are the three of us, three brothers, standing in front of the judge to divide the inheritance, and then he separates us, each goes into his own room and starts arranging these things with us. No. This isn't the method in which the wisdom of Kabbalah works. The wisdom of Kabbalah says love covers all crimes, meaning that we have to bring them to connection. Connection in all of its different possible ways, and they have to start the discussion about the inheritance out of the understanding that they are brothers. I want to expand the discussion from simple inheritance to, suppose there are neighbors that are fighting about something, same principle, to bring them to a happy middle, to a connection, where as if there is nothing to fight about. How do you do it? Because there is what to fight about. No, there isn't. We have to work in a way that they will feel that they're connected and there's nothing to fight about. And then gradually, let us open this up. And what can we do with this topic, subject that is spiting us against each other, and you know that there's aggravation, and who knows how it's going to end. So we start with there not being any quarrel, but we are in the best possible relations as we can envision them. And a person has to put himself in that situation to get rid of the strife and go into an inner state. This is your work, suppose. Yeah, but that person has to go into a state of inner peace with another person. Okay, that's the first stage. When they come to that, then we start seeing this conflict that we're opening now, bit by bit, in order to use it to increase the power of connection and love between them. So, it's not that dad passed away, leaving us with an inheritance that we're fighting over. So, this isn't what it's about. But, how do we connect even more As a result that, unfortunately, our dad passed away, leaving us with an inheritance. And we're not divided in three, we don't part in three directions now, but Dad leaves it to us in order to connect us from this point and on. How do we use this inheritance in order for us to make us more connected? Because for sure, this is what our dad would like. And in a conflict between spouses about money, are they separate? Did they part? Or no, they're together, but they look at things different. Financially wise, they look at things differently. So they're fighting about money all the time, buy or not to buy. So we divide this money for several goals, but that each goal increases our connection. You're making a kind of flip here. I'm not making a flip. I'm not taking the factor that's the inheritance or the money left over from different, at the end of the year they got some prize at work or something. But I'm using it in order to strengthen the connection between those that are in dispute. So you're taking that separating factor that is going to be the separating factor, and you invert it like a lever that will lift the connection between the different parties in the conflict to a more advanced degree. So in the meantime, there are two levels. The first is to reach a feeling of connection. Suppose Yael and I were two parts of the same conflict. So the first stage would be to reach a feeling that we're connected as if there's no conflict, no strife, and also that there's no reason. What do you mean by no reason? That there's no inheritance or money that each of you wants to spend according to the way you see it. But what do we do? Because there, no, as if there isn't. So can you explain the as if? As if, that we as if, give it to a third party, as if, until we agree in heart and soul, the third party keeps the money or doesn't allow us to divide the inheritance or whatever. Okay, so the first step of reaching a feeling that we're connected, even though that we have a certain conflict, is demanding a kind of game for us to play, a kind of game that as if there's no separating factor. In advance, you have to rise above the conflict and invert this factor, whatever it is, money, the desire to spend or whatever, to turn it into something that increases your good connection. Okay, that's the next stage, that this thing increases the positive connection between us. Technically, I understand what you're saying. Yosef took something, like a raw force. It's like I have an engine that's generating force and it's working full steam ahead. But you made a U-turn. The car is driving in the other direction now. It's like in many Eastern martial arts, you take your opponent's energy and use it. My problem is what? That here we're not talking about machines. We're talking about people, about emotional beings. When I'm in conflict with you, my gut is, you know, I'm about to explode. I'm like a pressure cooker, and so are you probably. Now each of us is sure that he's right. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a conflict. So how do we clean ourselves, clear ourselves of these negative emotions and leave it as something that you can work with, like dough or something? This is the principle of integral education. Can you explain it? Yeah, it's very interesting that we're always advancing toward increasing our love, positive connection, more powerful emotions between brothers and a family and so on, between people, between countries even. We're not solving any problem. It doesn't mean that the problem was solved. If we reach less good ties than before. So, if the ties are not as good at the end, is it good or not? It's not acceptable to begin with. We can always use anything along the way, inheritance, money from the bank, something else. We need to use it only on condition. We can use it only on condition that it brings us to increase the positive connection between us. Okay, going back to that, because this is something that I would like for you to explain a bit more. But first of all, I'd like to advance. First of all, connection. Then the conflict that we took and inverted in order to increase our connection. What's the next stage? Next stage is to realize that if we find a solution, then we reach a state where all that intensity that was supposed to separate us and make us enemies and a family and who knows, maybe even for generations. So that same source is now actually becoming the source of connection. So going back to the second stage where we make this flip, take a family with three children, for example. Each of them wants something else. They have leisure time together. They're on vacation, and each of them wants something else. None of them willing to concede to the others. How do you really take this problem and increase the connection by it? What does it mean? First of all, they should sit down and discuss how can all of them become content. We have 2 weeks, or who knows how much. Within these 2 weeks, we have to perform such actions that we will feel happier, more content, closer, and so on between us. So it won't be that each of us comes home from the vacation by themselves, but all of us together, connected. Great. So everyone says what their fantasy is. Just one question. Each of them has to say what will do good to him or what does he think will do good to... No, we'll discuss that later, but we'll discuss both. You're right. So, and then we have to discuss and find out what options do we have. Each has an option of their own, and opposite that, suppose two other options that aren't his cup of tea. And that's how it is for everyone. So how do we compensate for that? What does it mean? How do we compensate for that? How do we come out with a good feeling? Because we don't already need to be in... It's not that we're going to be on a vacation where each of us does what he feels like, but each of us does 33.3% of what he wants and 66% of what the others want. And what will I gain from that? From that, he'll gain that they'll come back with a good feeling, all of them together. All of them together. And each of them will want to continue doing good things to the other person. And if we couldn't do so, and suppose we did what we had to do when we were at home. We cleaned the apartment together and, we did what we had to do. But now on this vacation, we learned how to do good things together, adventures. So this demands of each of the people to put the connection between them before the conflict or one's own personal interests. Yes, because by that I want for them to gain a stronger family connection. Yeah, but suppose I'm demanded to act so, what will I get out of it? You'll see how content you are that they, together with you, are participating in what you are, just like you are now participating in their games. Then, together with that, you're now taking them with you. Okay, I understand that this building that we have built, it's based on enjoying what they are enjoying. Look, I'll tell you a secret. What I enjoy is what I enjoy. And I want for her to join what I like doing. But how could it be just one way? That's the conflict. So there's nothing to talk about here because you can't solve that. I want to bring you to a state where you change your mind and then you enjoy what the other person enjoys. Because you get pleasure out of allowing the other person to enjoy, and that you enjoy along with them. And what will I get out of it? That you have double pleasure. What do you mean double? There's pleasure where you enjoy in whatever way you enjoy, and there is pleasure where you follow the other person and enjoy the other person, because the other person receives pleasure and you enjoy together with them even more than it was were it your own. And I'm not regretting at the same time that we're doing what she wanted instead of what I did. No, because you're getting pleasure. So what is the key to getting pleasure out of what she's enjoying? Why can't you enjoy because she's having pleasure? Because I'm myself and she's she. No, that's something psychological. She can tell you there's nothing special about this. It's just psychological. So what do I have to understand so that I'll be able to enjoy what she enjoys instead of crying about not doing what I wanted? Because then your pleasure is unlimited, because it does not depend on how much you enjoy in your own vessels, that you've prepared yourself for this pleasure and so on. But here, it's completely something else. It's something that does not enter your vessels. But it is a pleasure that you did not expect. A pleasure where you simply relieve yourself of all of your demands and everything, and you go into a kind of game that has to give you pleasure. Dr. Leitman, unfortunately, our time's up. Last question. How do you sum up the integral approach to deal with conflicts? The main thing is to invert this. Turn it upside down. Every conflict, you can turn it around and bring it to a good and sweet connection, and this way to enjoy the entire world. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.